News Talk Saturday.
Now, there's a tingling in the air a few hours away from an absolutely massive rugby match. The Triple Crown is available for Ireland, not today, but certainly a big step towards that. Cameron Hill from the Off the Ball team is here with me now. It's taking place in Twickenham just after 2 o'clock. Cameron, I keep emphasising that, and I have done since the start of the programme, the Triple Crown is here. It could be won, not today, but we could take a big step. Rather than saying, can we survive against England, we should be looking more positive possibilities are available.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that would be a pretty good return given how difficult this version or this cycle in the Six Nations tends to be with the away trips to France and England, that if Ireland managed to get a Triple Crown and get an away win in Twickenham, which they haven't done since 2022, that'd be quite a good, successful campaign, you'd feel, for Andy Farrell's side. Now, Scotland and Wales is later today, and Scotland are still on for the Triple Crown, but knowing Scotland, they'll probably end up losing to Wales
somehow.
They've
had their World Cup final, right?
That's it. Yeah. They did it. That's the kind of treading water results that Gregor Townsend needs by beating England in the Calcutta Cup. But today, yeah, on paper, it looks like a really, really tough task ahead of Andy Farrell's side today.
And looking at the bookies' odds, they have England reasonable favourites. They were giving an 11-point spread earlier in the week. They seem to have climbed back a bit from that. Maybe Jack Crowley arriving on scene has made the bookies just take note of the money, which way it's going. But it seems to be, even among the pundits, the idea that England are not great. You know, they're not a wonderful world-beating side. They let themselves down a bit against Scotland, but they probably just have enough in the tank, percentage rugby, with George Forlett out, have to just get over Ireland.
Yeah, and you can probably expect a tight encounter, emphasised by the fact that Jack Crowley's playing. I think it's going to be very to and fro throughout that game. You feel when he came on against Italy last weekend, there was a real sense of control and energy about the team. And maybe that's just a player coming off the bench, having watched 55 minutes of the game and knowing exactly what he needs to do to slot in against Italy. Maybe it could be a totally different game today. But I just get the sense that when Ireland have this kind of backs to the wall mentality, and Andy Farrell was asked about, you're underdogs, do you make enough of that this week and sort of use that as energy? And he didn't really want to go there, but there's a few players in there with a point to prove. Jack Crowley, I think Jameson Gibson-Park, who was out of the team last week, he's got a point to prove today. Josh van der Fleer, who didn't make the match day 23 at all last week, there's questions about whether he can step up. So I just get the sense that there's going to be a renewed energy. It's Twickenham. It's the middle weekend. It's a game where England seem to be big favourites, and there's so much talk about Henry Pollock and, this is his first England start. And I don't know. As the week has gone on, I've become more and more confident.
So are you, how much can we push you on your confidence? Are you going all the way?
I think so. I think, not to sort of not to use England as the sort of barometer, but there is a touch of arrogance about their selection. There's been so much talk about Pollock and how great he is. This youngster, 21-year-old Northampton Saints back rower, there's talk about him maybe going out to the wing at one point. He's so good at this. There's a 6-2 split on the bench, and Marcus Smith was the one who got the drop goal in 24.
He did, and he's sitting there lurking on the bench
exactly,
for this afternoon.
Exactly, but it's the same game plan that they used in 24, you'd feel, with that 6-2, and Marcus Smith come on to, capture the heroics. It's funny, I really didn't expect Henry Arundel to be in their side today, given that he got...
And he'll be up against Balakoon. I've heard a few English rugby pundits saying there's a vulnerability there. The size and height of Balakoon versus Arundel is a problem.
And even just where he's at mentally, whatever about Sam Prendergast and his difficulties last weekend, Henry Arundel had a nightmare in Murrayfield. 2 yellow cards. It was an absolute, collapse. I don't think it's the healthiest thing to be saying, you're fine, we'll put you out there, there's probably going to be a lot of kicking in this game, you'll do grand, lad. I just have a feeling maybe Ireland might sneak it.
Cameron, looking at you and looking at me, neither of us are front row props, right? And probably have never had. I don't know you that well, so maybe you were in your time, right?
But
I'm just saying, we're not big experts on what happens in the front row of a rugby match. But what I'm curious to know from those who are is, can you fix a scrum at a week? Because it was bad against Italy, everyone recognises that. Can you actually get enough done on the training ground in this few days between the Italian game and now to shore it up? Or do the scrum experts say, no, it's a much longer term thing? I don't know that answer, but that would worry me, that have they had enough time to get rid of those sort of, little vulnerabilities in the scrum area?
Well, it's funny, the former Ireland prop, Fiona Hayes, was on Off the Ball earlier this week and gave a really, really good explainer on what actually happened to the Irish scrum against Italy last weekend and how it's all really a question of timing and whether the front row pack down and the second row lock in enough. So why you saw Air Tig, as we'll call it now, where he was lifted up into the air, was as a result of maybe his second row partner behind him not getting in time. So I don't know. I think maybe people were sort of like, oh, wow, the scrum solved after the France game, and then it came back down to earth a bit. This is a real test. Again, Tig Furlong, one of those players that really needs to produce a performance today.
Okay, let's move away from the rugby because it's too nerve-wracking, as I said, to just even discuss any further. Also nerve-wracking is a North London derby in the Premiership. We do have Newcastle Man City this evening, which is a big game. But in terms of just hoopla and hype, the North London derby is normally big. Mm. And then you have Arsenal going for the league. You have Spurs trying to stave off relegation. You have a new manager at Spurs who not a lot of football fans had heard of unless they watch Italian football up to this point. You have Arsenal on a bad run. So you throw all that into the pot. Tomorrow afternoon's game around 4 o'clock is a massive game.
The title race collapses on, Emmett, after the midweek draw for Arsenal against Wolves at the weekend. This is a huge game. I mean, this, if City win today at home to Newcastle at 8 o'clock, it's 2 points just the gap at the top of the table. And then you have the North London derby, the sort of fever around that, the unknown quantity that is Igor Tudor. I think we've all been doing a bit of research and going,
your Wikipedia has been breaking down. Who is Igor Tudor? Maybe you knew him, did you?
No, I mean, last time there was a Tudor in charge in London, we had six wives and splitting up the church. So
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, okay.
But I don't know. There's a frailty around Arsenal. Arteta telling everyone to jump on the fun boat a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it's a whole lot of fun right now. There's a little bit of nerves creeping in. Players making uncharacteristic errors where they were going about their business with such assuredness earlier in the season. I'd keep an eye on it, to be honest.
Also, from a Spurs point of view, of which I may have a material interest in, they don't have to do a lot. What I mean by that is a draw is plenty for them and ruins it for Arsenal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they want to, they're in a bit of a relegation fight now, I don't want to say yet. Sorry, as a fan of
Cameron, what time did we allocate the slot for? I think we
listen. I'm a Leeds fan, Emmett.
Okay,
so,
well we're rivals
on
relegation.
We're
yeah.
on your tail.
Okay, listen, I'm going to leave it there. It's going to be a massive weekend, Cameron. Good luck with the rugby this afternoon. We'll hear it all on Off the Ball, I presume. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Okay, listen, Cameron Hill. Thank you very much from the Off the Ball team.
News Talk Saturday.